Hello, everybody. Welcome to All Talk All Ashes, the podcast that, you guessed it, covers all things Ashes of Creation related. My name is Ferenczi, and I'm solo podcasting today. Subjective sub, my brother, he's not here. Feels honestly kind of off not having him here with me, honestly. Really, this is something we kind of started and did because we love it. We just like talking about MMOs together and having a good time. But last week he mentioned his cat was having some issues. So his cat's sick, and I'm sure any of you that know and have animals at home, you know, when your animals aren't feeling well or doing that well, you know, can have a pretty big impact on you, speaking from personal experience. So he wasn't quite feeling up to it today, which is completely understandable. So I'm handling it all by myself. So if you prefer hearing sub, I apologize. You're getting a lot of frenzy this week. But I will do my best to, get into some topics today and discuss some things here. So yeah, well, it's just me today, just Ferenczi. And if you're not familiar with the podcast, we break down things related to Ashes of Creation, whether it's dev streams, conversations, information, and pretty soon we're going to be sharing our experiences about the game itself. Yeah, the game is not that far away in terms of Alpha 2, at least. So we'll be exploring that and kind of sharing some of our experiences once we start playing. And if you enjoy what we do here, consider liking the video, subscribing to the channel and future videos, as well as joining the Discord for more conversation. We would love to have you there. And normally we kind of start off with talking about what, you know, me and Sub are playing for the week. I will just go ahead and say what I've been playing this week. A little bit of a mixture of things. Sub and I have been playing some Satisfactory, kind of doing a playthrough with the new 1.0 release, which is a lot of fun. Highly recommend that game if you guys have never had a chance to play it. Requires some math, though, and I'm not a math person, so be warned. But playing some Deadlock 2, and also on Friday, Frostpunk 2 came out, and I've been playing some of that as well with what little time I can kind of spare. And it's a lot of fun, too. Highly recommend. Definitely, if you've ever played the original, which one of my favorite games, Frostpunk. So definitely worth checking out. But that's me. That's what I've been playing this week. So hopefully you've been enjoying some games yourself and enjoying getting ready for Alpha 2, which is not too far away. And on that note, I'm going to take a minute here just to talk about the developer update that is coming on Friday, September 27th. This will be, it is called an Alpha 2 guide, which sounds awesome. I don't know what they're going to be talking about specifically in it, but we will react to it and talk about it and look forward to that. And here's something that is also really exciting, which is the the alpha, when this podcast releases on Wednesday, September 25th, it will be exactly 1 month away until we get our hands on Alpha 2 Phase 1 release, assuming all goes according to plan. And I'm super excited. I don't know about you all guys, but it is a pretty big moment for us to kind of hopefully get our hands in the game. You know, things probably won't go perfectly, but we're excited. We're excited to get in there, give feedback, you know, experience the game, kind of get a feel for things as we go. And I think it should be a lot of fun. But without further ado, we're going to transition to our topic for the day. So get ready. It's going to be an interesting one with just me. So today we are talking about the leveling experience in other MMOs and MMOs overall, as well as Ashes of Creation. So this is going to be like a little bit different in the sense that I'm going to try to give like a little bit of a very brief history of leveling in MMOs and I guess kind of RPGs too, to some extent. And then we'll kind of get into, again, some of the different approaches and kind of styles of leveling, or how the experience itself has changed, no pun intended. And then we'll get into Ashes leveling, because it does, I think, hopefully plan to be a little bit different than kind of what we've seen so far. Some similarities, some differences. And so I'm, for those of you that are maybe a little bit younger, I'm in my mid-30s. So I've been around a while playing a lot of games, a lot of RPGs, MMOs. But kind of, I think of leveling in MMOs over that time period, since it began, essentially, again, the age that I am, that there's kind of like two types of leveling, particularly in MMOs. Again, this is not meant to be like, oh, it's every MMO was exactly like this. Again, there were certainly some MMOs that branched off or did some different things, but this is just kind of like generalizing overall speaking about leveling in MMOs. And the first type of leveling really was like this idea that you know, you essentially level up by killing stuff, right? It wasn't so fancy. It just was you kill mobs or monsters, you grind to level them up. As you begin to level up, you know, the monsters become easier. You get less experience, or the experience has less impact because each level requires more experience. You go to different areas, different zones, and fight harder monsters that give you more experience. And that was mostly it, right? Again, there were some other ways. Some MMOs did have quests and other ways that you could earn experience. But for the most part, that was a lot of MMOs, right? It was just you grind mobs, you kill mobs, you go to different areas, you kill more mobs. And that was it for quite a while, honestly. And someone who has played Dungeons and Dragons for quite a while, right? That was kind of the norm. And there's, you know, something cool to that, right? Because it's, you know, you can like I really want to, you know, push my level a little bit. Let me just sit here a little bit longer, right? So you did have a lot of like freedom and choice in terms of like how you approached it, or ooh, I want to like push myself a little bit. I'm going to go to the new zone a little bit earlier. The mobs are going to be a little bit harder, you know. So there was kind of an element to that to it, a little bit of choice. And without getting into too much detail, the other type of leveling, which is I think much more of the modern system, if you will, was quest-based leveling. Again, in World of Warcraft, vanilla, you know, launch, we'll say, right? Questing was the primary way that you gained experience and that you leveled. Now, that is not to say you couldn't grind mobs, because you could get experience, but the questing and the leveling experience was much, much more quest-based, right? You would do quests in an area, right? You know, these quests would kind of push you along to different NPCs who would give you, you know, in the zone, and they would give you additional quests, and you would do them. And, you know, quests usually oftentimes, most of the time, I would say, you know, encourage you to kill stuff anyway. So you were still grinding mobs in a way, but it was much more based on, you know, the quest, doing the quest. So getting items from these, you know, mobs you were killing, bringing them back, or, you know, taking something somewhere or whatever. There's a lot of different things, you know, a quest could involve, but usually it was killing mobs or gathering stuff from killing mobs. And that was pretty revolutionary, admittedly, I would say. And even though I think today we look at questing like in an MMO and kind of grinding your level through questing, it could be kind of a tedious thing too, right? It's kind of just a different form of grind, right? Versus the old school where you're grinding, killing mobs kind of over and over again in an area. You know, it's more just grinding out quests within a zone and kind of progressing that way. And I don't know if there's anything wrong with either type. I definitely prefer the quest-based leveling, again, because it kind of forced you to, I feel it forced you to move around, you know, the zones a little bit more, the map a little bit more. It wasn't just kind of like camping out a particular spot and kind of grinding out the best mobs or the best area. And, you know, even though I have my issues with it, it can be tedious, right? For those of you that have played World of Warcraft and you've done the Westfall Stew quest, the bane of my existence, playing as a human or just coming over to that area to level, you know my struggle. But it's, you know, each kind of has their pros and cons. I have some friends that love grinding mobs, even though I'm not a big fan of it, right? That's something that with an MMO or an RPG that lets you do that, they love to do that. So everyone is different, right? Is basically what I'm saying. But those were kind of the two primary ways in which you would level, that you kill mobs, kind of go to different areas, kill harder mobs, or you do quests, go to different quests and go to different zones, do more quests. And that's essentially it, right? Those are the kind of the two primary different styles that you could, you know, focus on in leveling up, typically in MMO or RPG. Now, the next thing I wanted to talk about is kind of like, I guess what I'm calling like the approach to leveling, or maybe the style or the experience, again, no pun intended, of kind of leveling. You know, in older MMOs or like, you know, World of Warcraft, launch, vanilla, whatever you want to call it, you know, leveling was usually it was a really long process. You know, even if you were playing it, you know, putting in significant hours, reaching level 60 in WoW, vanilla, launch, classic, I hate to say classic because, you know, I think classic now encompasses many expansions now, so it's probably changed. I don't know what expansion they're at right now, but it's, you know, it's changed things, right, as we've kind of gotten into modern leveling, so to speak. But, you know, back in the day, it was like hitting your max level in a game was like significant, right? It took quite a bit of time, you know, and Vanilla WoW was like weeks, potentially. Even if you put in some pretty good hours, and if you were a casual player playing even less, you know, it could be months, potentially, before you would hit max level. And that's, you know, that's interesting. And I have my issues, you know, certainly with WoW, because I played WoW Classic not incredibly long ago, and it can be tedious. So, but it was undoubtedly an experience, right? It was something like, it was an accomplishment to really reach max level in World of Warcraft early on, right? It was like, you know, you felt really accomplished. It could make leveling up another character difficult, right? Because you've already done it all, you've already experienced all the quests. So that's, I think, where the tedium kind of sinks in a little bit. But it was undeniably an experience, and it was something that was an accomplishment. Fast forward to, I guess, what we'd call more of like a modern leveling system, if you will. And it's changed. And what kind of inspired me to want to talk about the leveling experience was I was reading an article on PC Gamer. I should have written down the author, I apologize. But there was a designer for World of Warcraft named Greg Street. And he said he said there was an issue with modern MMO leveling in that it's too optimized. And he thought that was a mistake to kind of streamline the leveling process. And that's generally true, right? The modern leveling experience in MMOs and RPGs typically is much faster. I played Dragonflight with Sub, so fair warning, he was helping me level, kind of guiding me through it. You know, I hadn't played WoW in forever, and so this was months ago at this point. And so he was kind of walking me through it. So again, I was probably a lot more optimized in my leveling because he could walk me through things and all that stuff. But, you know, it took like a few days, and not even putting in major hours either. I think it was like a one long weekend that we managed to hit max level pretty quickly. And so, you know, compared to like the multiple weeks it took me to hit level 60 in WoW back at launch, you know, that's pretty crazy, right? And it's not just World of Warcraft. Again, World of Warcraft is the MMO, right? So that's why we bring it up a lot here. But, and obviously Sub has a lot of experience playing it, and I played it as well. But it's interesting just because it's not just World of Warcraft. Like, and even going beyond MMOs, Diablo 4, right? The leveling experience in Diablo 4 was not that long, you know, and that's to hit like max level 99, right? So the experience is quite quick to reach max level. And Arcage was very much a quick leveling experience. Honestly felt, you know, even though there was, you know, quest dialogue and stuff happening, it was like zoom, 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 right? You're just kind of flying through, because in Arcage, really all the interesting stuff is at the end game. Right. And that's why in some ways, like, the leveling experience is so fast these days, because, well, people, I think the thought is, you know, people don't want to level. People just want to get to the end game stuff because that's the fun stuff. And I don't know if that's true or not. Right. I imagine that's more based on people's personal experience. And I think part of it is as well the fact that, like, people probably playing World of Warcraft are people that have typically played it a long time or have played it before. Right. You get some new users as well, of course. But, you know, most people probably are not there for the leveling experience. They're not there to level up. They're there to do the, you know, the raiding, to maybe PvP, you know, gear up for, you know, the new season, whatever it may be. Right. And so people don't really care about leveling. If they want to re-roll a tune, this is probably their 5th, 6th, 30th, 100th character at this point. Right. For a game that's been around for like 20 years at this point, basically. And so that's kind of what we're digging into in building up to in terms of Ashes, which we'll get into a little bit here. I wanted to kind of, you know, talk about this a little bit more, give some of my thoughts. So is this optimized kind of streamlined leveling experience, is it a bad thing? Is it a mistake? Should we put more emphasis on leveling, right? And I think that's a fair question. And I'll give you my perspective, right? And yes, I'm interesting because I can see both sides of it. I know that's maybe not as interesting as an answer as you want, but truly, like, you know, having to like level up a character, because I played WoW Classic again, vanilla, not that long ago. And, you know, it can be painful at times, right? Kind of having to grind through those quests. And sometimes there would be gaps too, like when you're questing, where you have to go to a different zone, right? And kind of breaks the immersion of like, oh, I'm leveling up, I'm going through the world, I'm experiencing, you know, I start off, I'm a dwarf, I'm going to Gosh, I can't remember names or anything, but I'm going to Ironforge. I'm going to, you know, all these areas that are kind of around Ironforge and experiencing that. And then like, oh, I got to go to the Night Elf area if I want to like truly make sure I'm not kind of creating a gap for myself in my leveling. I'm not being sent into a zone that I'm not ready for because, you know, I didn't like level, or the quest didn't give me all the experience I needed to kind of naturally progress into the next zone. Right. And so like, or like I got to sit there for 2 hours and grind some mobs to make sure I can kind of equalize that experience. And so that was like a big issue, but again, there is no doubt that it feels, you know, that leveling process taking so long, like it really lets you learn your character, you know, and experience, you know, cause you're slowly getting abilities, you know, when you're leveling in like few days, right? You're getting so many abilities, you're getting so many things hitting you in the face that, you know, it's like, ah, you know, when I played retail WoW and we were doing Dragonflight, like I leveled up so fast, like I didn't understand my character at all because I had a billion abilities flying in my face and, you know, I'm just flying through the quests and doing some combat here and there, but, you know, it's not enough time to really like settle in and learn what your character's about, you know, kind of start to understand the subtle mechanics of the class and, you know, the abilities and, you know, setting up your abilities. And, you know, so all these different things, like that longer leveling experience really lets you do that, right? Because you just have so much time, right? You have to, whether it's grinding mobs or whether it's doing quests, like you just have time to practice things, try different things. Oh, let me try using this ability first instead, you know, just because you do it 1,000 times, you know, why not, right? You just start experimenting and trying different things and lo and behold, you find a new way to kind of do things. And, you know, that's interesting, right? That can be kind of interesting. So it's not a bad thing. It's just where it starts to hurt, I think, is when you have to re-level a character. And maybe, maybe it's a character and you're in the same zones, right? And so that can be problematic, right? Let's just say that's kind of where the issue comes in. Because usually most people, you know, you might have your main character, but you're going to level alts or, you know, worst case scenario. And I'm sure I've done this many times where I look at a character, I look at the description of a character and it sounds really cool, right? The class or whatever. And I'm like, oh, this sounds really interesting. I'm going to try this. And then I get in and, you know, it's not until, you know, let's say cap, or level is 60, you get to like 20, 25, 30, you're like, you know, this not really feeling this class, right? Sometimes you just gotta, you know, I'm somebody that just kind of has to experience something and try to like test things out. And so it's interesting because it's like, you know, and you know, a lot of times what happens is you'll see like your friends playing these other classes and you're like, oh, that looks really cool, or you know, like something like that, and be like, oh, maybe I should try that. So like to have to go and level up again. Right, that's where it kind of becomes problematic, or you know, again, just making an alt, for example, right? And that can suck, right? When you have this really long leveling kind of system to kind of work you through, right? But then the flip side of it, of course, is obviously the fact that when you have like an optimized, you know, leveling path, not only does it create issues with like you're not really learning your class maybe as easily or as well as you could be if you're kind of taking your time through the leveling process, but that it, you know, it just it takes away from it. It's meaningless, right? It almost feels like it doesn't really matter, right? Like when I played Arcage, and I'll fully admit, as it relates to like questing and like getting story from the game, an MMO, I love story. Storytelling in video games is like one of my favorite things. I'll get into that in just a second. But in an MMO, it's, I don't know, maybe it's because, you know, if you're playing with friends or you're in a guild, maybe it's you're trying to rush to catch up or get to max level so you can, you know, do the things you want to do with them, like PvP, you know, do dungeons, whatever, right? And so you're just, there's always kind of like this pressure to like, oh, level up fast. So maybe it's that, maybe it's the fact that, I don't know, many of these stories in MMOs, and I won't name any specific, but many of them really don't have stories, or they're half baked, or they're kind of like these like, oh, like, hey, like, I need you to go bring 10 things of soup to another character. And there's like, you know, you don't really care about that, right? you're doing it to get the XP and that's really it. And so like I flew in Arcage, I flew through the leveling experience. I didn't read a single line of quest dialogue, anything. I was just going through it, clicking as fast as I could, onto the next quest, onto the next marker, onto the next whatever, right? And because that game had so many interesting things, and I was playing it with friends, and we're all trying to, you know, level as fast as we could, and you know, I began asking myself, why am I even leveling up? Right. The game for a game, especially like Arcade, like it just doesn't, like there's so much to do at the end game. Like why even go through this leveling process if there's no interesting story? It's really just designed to get you from point A to point B, which is really the end game. And that's a shame, right? And I know there, like World of Warcraft has some storytelling stuff going on. There's definitely some people invested into that. You know, I still was never huge on storytelling in World of Warcraft, just because, like I said, maybe it could just be me as well. I should put that out there. But I love storytelling in games, especially RPGs. My favorite game of all time is Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, not the MMO, the original BioWare game. I think it came out in 2004 as well, actually, right around World of Warcraft time. And it has the best, in my opinion, one of the best stories ever told in a video game, or any really format, movies, TV shows, whatever. And so, like, how different is that experience, like getting to kind of progress and go through the story and really get to experience all these different, like, you know, emotions for your characters and progress your character at the same time? Like, it's amazing, right? And of course, it's a single player game, it's much easier to do that, and there's a lot of different ways they can do that. And admittedly, when the Old Republic came out, it did not feel the same, right? Whether, again, there was like that pressure to rush, or whether it was, you know, it just, maybe the storytelling itself, or the, you know, they're having to tell, like, for each class, like a different story and have all this dialogue. So like, there's a lot of different things that can go into it. And it's, you know, it's hard to create like a really good story when you have to tell like 10 different stories and they're all, you know, different in some way or some elements. So yeah, long story short, right? I don't think there's a right answer. But I do think there's some things that can, you know, make a rewarding leveling experience and system without, you know, rushing it and allowing you to learn your class, and also offering some variety, right? That's kind of like where I'm coming from, you know, and sometimes the over-optimized leveling system, even though it feels good to get to max level quickly, especially in a game like Arcade, where like almost all the cool things you do occurs in the end game. But I do think there's something like that you miss out on when, whether it's that, you know, accomplishment that you get from, you know, really grinding and kind of leveling up and hitting max level, or, you know, it's just that, you know, maybe there is some storytelling element to it, or just, you know, the fact that, again, you kind of get to learn your class and your character, right? So there are all these things that kind of come into play here. But I'm going to move on to Ashes of Creation, right? This is what the podcast is obviously all about. So there's a lot of different things that we'll get into, you know, pretty quickly here. But Steven Sharif, obviously, director, designer, lead designer, all that good stuff at Ashes, at Intrepid Studios, has said he wants the leveling experience to be fun and enjoyable throughout, and that you should learn something about the world, which is kind of interesting. And I take that almost kind of what I was saying, not just learning about the world, which obviously has a benefit, you know, kind of learning about the different places and different things and, you know, things that you can do in the world. But also, like, I kind of look at it as almost like, again, kind of learning your character, right? If the leveling experience is, you know, something that's takes some time, right? You learn about a lot of things, maybe different characters, different classes, your own class, archetype, and all that good stuff. And I'm going to also mention that they say this could be subject to change, obviously. But as the wiki states it, and it has been stated by the developers in the past, that reaching the level cap should take about 45 days when playing 4 to 6 hours per day, which is a lot, by the way, for like the normal person, right? Especially if you have like family, you're busy, your job, right? 4 to 6 is probably uncommon, I would say, right? I don't think most people get to hop on and play 4 to 6 hours, you know, after work and things like that. And maybe you get a little bit more time on the weekend, so maybe it balances out a little bit that way. You get some more hours in there. But I would still say that's a lot, right? That's a lot for most people. So we're talking about maybe for a casual player, it could be double 90 days, potentially, maybe even more, right? We don't know. So that's pretty significant. That is a long level time. That is more than, I think, even like classic WoW, launch WoW, vanilla WoW, if you will. And so that's interesting, right? And so if that's the case, then obviously then we really hope that the level experience is going to be fun and enjoyable throughout. If not, 45 days, 46 hours per day is a long time, right? So we hope that it's not a painful process. And I'm going to get into kind of what they want from leveling and how you can level here as well. And then they kind of say that, you know, you can level through PvP, PvE, exploration, gathering and crafting, as well as events and quests, right? And so this is the question that I have is definitely like, because there are other MMOs where you can do that, right? There you can level through PvP and stuff like that. But typically there's always like a, you know, typically the way that is always the fastest, most optimized or easiest, or just most consistent. How about we'll say that is PvE, right? Whether it's questing, you know, PvE and questing, right? I'll kind of link them together because typically questing is, you know, PvE, you're killing monsters, not players. And so that tends to be the most consistent, right? You have a clear path, right? They've set out kind of a theme park and a theme park MMO, kind of taking you through certain points and certain things they want you to see. And so like, that's just the most consistent, easiest. PvP, like, you know, you got to find people, you got to like, sometimes there's restrictions in PvP, you know, you die, that's a setback, right? So there's all these different things that can kind of make PvP leveling difficult. Gathering and crafting, other MMOs also can have done this, but like usually it's, I've always found it to be kind of painfully slow, right? Like you'd be doing what you're doing, but it's a long grind to kind of level up your character through gathering and crafting. So are these things going to be viable ways to like level up? Like if you just are there because you want to embrace and experience the economy, will you be able to do that? Can you just gather and craft and level up your character and go from there, right? And that's that. Or do you have to branch off into other areas? And I'm fine with either way, but you know, one of the things they kind of said is they do want you to be able to level in multiple ways, right? That's basically the goal. As they say, they want to have multiple ways to level and reach max level in the game. So I really hope those are viable. I don't know if, again, we're not going to probably get this, really be able to test this that much in Alpha 2 Phase 1, because again, we don't have full access to like the artisan trees and the crafting system. And you know, there's just going to be limitations and obviously they're going to be balancing stuff, but I really do hope that people can find the way that they want to level up. Or for me, it's probably going to be a blend, right? Because I'm just a variety guy. I like to do different things, right? That's how I am, right? I can't get caught up on just like, I'm not just going to level through PvP or PvE or crafting, right? I want to do multiple things, right? Because some days I might get on and I'm just like, yeah, you know, I got a couple hours. So let me just do some gathering, some crafting, right? Hopefully that's a way that I can level my character versus, you know, some days where I'm just like, all right, I just want PvP. So hopefully that's viable as well. Because I think that really could make the level experience really enjoyable, right? If you have multiple ways that you can level, you can kind of find what works best for you. And if you're like me, you like some variety too, you can kind of do multiple things to level. So you're not just stuck, you know, grinding mobs or grinding quests, and that you'll kind of be able to, you know, get these different experiences as you go, right? That's the hope at least. And so, yeah, that's, I mean, it sounds great, right? And so we'll just, you know, our famous line here is wait and see, right? And like, I don't think Phase 1 is going to be a good barometer for this, so to speak, right? We just, there's going to be too many things. We're going to be learning about stuff and we'll be fixing stuff. You know, there's going to be issues, balancing issues too. So we'll see. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I love their philosophy behind it, right? You know, that Steven wants it to be a fun and enjoyable experience. And if you can hit that, right, then leveling up an alt is no big deal, right? Because it's fun, right? And, you know, you have multiple ways to do it, potentially, right? So maybe the first way, like, oh, I'm just going to level up through PvP mostly. And the next time you're like, yeah, let me try to do it through quests, PvE. Or, you know, next time I'm going to do it through exploration and gathering and crafting, right? So maybe you can have some different ways to level and kind of experience a leveling system. in the process as well. So that's going to be fun. I really hope that we can kind of hit on that, because it really will, I think, take, you know, leveling to a new level, if you will. Sorry, pun intended. but yeah, I can't wait to see it all fall into action and kind of play out, because leveling is, it's obviously such an important part of an RPG and an MMO. And I do feel like we've hit the, you know, it's the kind of like, I always feel like in games, there's like this balance of quality of life, right? We want things to make sense, to be easy to access. But if it's too easy, it can, in some ways, take away from the game. You know, World of Warcraft, I think like stuff like the Dungeon Finder, right? You're no longer having to sit in front of a dungeon and look for people and kind of find a group. And like, yeah, it's easier. In some ways, we prefer just, all right, just get me the dungeon, match me to like a group. But then there's like that experience of like trying to find a group. Hey, like do you guys need a healer? Or hey, do you need like a, you know, I'm a rogue. Can I help you do the dungeon? I got to do it from my quest. That, you know, you kind of miss out on that social experience, those social interactions. And that seems to be the way that Ashes is going, right? Is even though we're sacrificing some level of ease of use, or I don't want to say accessibility, but maybe just ease of use or quality of life for gaining some of those other things, right? So it's this constant trade-off. And I think the leveling system really is about that, like this trade-off. Like if it's too easy, then it's kind of meaningless, and there's not a lot of joy to be found in it. It's just there, you're just there to kind of reach the end game and point A to point B. If it's too hard and it's too grindy, then it, you know, really takes away from, you know, the things that you want to be doing. So I do hope that we can kind of find the balance in Ashes. Yeah, I think I'll just wrap up things there. I did ramble and rant for a long time, so hopefully I found some coherency. Again, Sub kind of, I guess, keeps me on the level as I'm kind of doing these. that was that leveling experience, and that was, yeah, me rambling for like 30 minutes. But we will we'll move on here. Moving along. The next podcast will be the September 27th reaction podcast. As I typically, sometimes we don't record the podcast, and I'm saying this as I later realized this as I was kind of recording, that yeah, you're probably gonna get a double podcast this week, because at the end of the week we obviously have the developer update. I've already recorded this podcast, so I plan to release it on Wednesday. And yeah, you'll get a little double dose of the podcast this week. So hopefully you enjoyed it. We, of course, appreciate you coming along and look forward to that developer update at the end of the week and us reacting to it as well. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment. We would love to hear what you have to say. If you prefer to listen along other places, we are all available on all major podcast platforms. Join our Discord. The link is in the description. And leave us a review on a podcast service of choice. We would love to hear what you have to say about us. We're definitely open to any kind of feedback that you have as well. But I will wrap things up. Thank you guys for joining me, and I'll see you next time.